Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson joined in studio. We have the Supervisor for Communications, Karen Heath, with Berrien Risa. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you here. We've got something fun coming up on Saturday that we want to talk about, and you brought a guest we'll get to in just a minute. What does the Supervisor of Communications do with Berrien Risa? And just in case, what's Berrien Risa?
Sure. Well, Berrien Risa is a regional education service agency providing support to teachers, administrators, and students across Berrien County. We like to think of ourselves as a facility that maximizes services for schools so that they can focus and keep their funds within the classrooms. For example, if there's a special education teacher need that perhaps a local district could not afford on their own,
sure,
we hire that individual and share those services across multiple school districts so that everyone's able to benefit from that service.
How long have you been involved with them?
Oh, goodness. I've been with Berrien Risa for 14 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a veteran employee there.
There you go. There you go. Well, good. So we've got the Festival of Families coming up Saturday and also a 5K run and walk. Introduce who you brought into the studio. And
oh, goodness. I am so proud to bring my very good friend, Ms. Yolanda Suarez from First Student. And she actually is our premier sponsor for the event, and she's coordinating the 5K with us this year.
Tell me, well, first, how you doing, Yolanda? Good to see you.
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you here. Karen, you mentioned before we went on that you wouldn't be able to do it without the support of First Student, right, to put on this event that's coming up?
You couldn't have said it better. First Student has been a long-standing partner. This is actually our 7th annual Festival of Families, and each year their support is greater and greater. They do so much for our students, transporting them to and from school, but behind the scenes, they really are one of our organization's biggest cheerleaders. They have worked so diligently to make sure that when we do have events, that there is transportation for those families that need that support.
You're giving Yolanda a big head over there, I think, maybe.
Well deserved.
So, well, glad you're here. And I want to talk about the 5K run walk, and I'll come to you in just a moment. And let's talk about the Festival of Families first off, and then we can transition into the 5K run walk. So you said it's the 7th year for the Festival of Families. Tell us a little bit about it and what's going to happen.
Absolutely. This event provides opportunities for students and families of all abilities. There are no barriers here. We want families to feel comfortable regardless of what their child or their family is experiencing. So when they arrive, they'll have opportunities to participate in a project called Arts for All, where students can use pogo sticks and other types of materials to create a mural, a community mural, as well as an early childhood zone where we have activities customized to our youngest learners. We also have a vendor area where we have over 30 vendors from community groups and organizations who want to share information to help families be successful. That could be anything from financial literacy, career and technical education, transition services if a student is transitioning from the education world to their volunteer work or their career. We have all sorts of activities available that are entertaining, games, free face painting, and we have food vendors as well, so lunch is provided. And we're glad to offer, thanks to First Student's sponsorship, free lunch for the first 500 children that come through the gates.
You said this is the 7th year you've been doing this?
So. Yes, and each year it grows.
What I was about to ask, you know. Yeah.
We've added the 5K. This is our second year for the 5K race, but the activities themselves have really developed. We've really invested time in thinking about what are those activities that bring children together so that they have access and the ability to have a good time with their peers.
So when you came up with this idea then some 7 years ago, then what made you decide that you wanted to do something like this and why is it important?
Sure. Well, we learned years ago that it's difficult for some families to dedicate resources like gas dollars to get to their child's school to learn about resources. And we were offering multiple events throughout the year and it just wasn't feasible for families to participate. So we got together with our partners and community associations and said, what if we offered one big event once a year where we actually transport families directly to the fairgrounds so that they're not choosing between a parent-teacher conference or a meeting with somebody at the school or a resource center. We'll bring them to one location as well as everyone else so that they fully see what services are available to them.
And have a good time while you're at it.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Right. I think everybody has a good time. And it's fun to see our staff, who are our volunteers, enjoy that interaction with all our families throughout Berrien County.
You're just joining us talking with Karen Heath, Supervisor for Communications with Berrien RESA, and Yolanda Suarez, Location Manager for First Student, talking about the Festival of Families and the 5K Run Walk, which is coming up Saturday. So, Karen, I want to transition over to the 5K Run Walk, but the event is Saturday. Is it an all-day thing, or give me the hours of it?
The race begins at 8:30, and the fair is from 10 to 2.
10 to 2. Okay, good. And it's going to be at the Berrien County
Youth Fairgrounds. Okay. Yes.
Very, very easy to, everybody knows where the fairgrounds are at. So, Yolanda, you've been sitting there too quiet. It's time for you to talk. So,
well, thank welcome. You.
So tell us a little bit about what you do with First Student as a location manager.
Well, as a location manager, to assure that our students are transported to and from school and assure that we have the proper staff
right.
On board to drive the buses, drive the vans, the attendants.
You make
such.
It sound so simple, but it's not, it's not
simple.
That easy. No, I know.
It is not simple.
Yeah.
You know, we have the challenges, just like all the districts.
Sure.
You know, shortages and things like that, but we succeed in getting our kids to and from school.
How long have you been doing this?
I have been in the business for 36 years.
Have you really?
So yes, you're, been management for 19.
Okay.
So
good,
it's been
you.
A fun experience. I enjoy what I do and
yeah,
wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, started out as a bus driver. So
did you really?
Yes,
nice.
I did.
Nice. Very nice. My wife worked for First Student. She was a bus aide in another state, obviously. But yeah, so I've got a lot of good experience with First Student. So
good.
So this is the second year of the 5K Run Walk. Did you were you instrumental in getting this put together the last year then, or what was your involvement?
Yes, I suggested it.
Did you really? Okay.
Because
so you didn't have enough on your plate to do or something? Is that what it was? Or did you not attend a meeting?
It's a fun time. 5Ks are addicting.
Yeah.
I do walking, speed walking, and you know, and walking 5Ks. In 17, I did 21.
Uh-huh.
And they're addicting. They're fun. I enjoy them. And I came to Karen with the idea and, you know, thought nothing of it.
Right.
And when she says, we're going to go for it, I says, oh, my gosh, really? So it's fun. The track is right there on the fairgrounds. It goes in through First Student property. And we build a tunnel with the buses with a banner across. And then we go on out to Shawnee. And it's a fun experience. And it benefits Team Triumph, which, you know, they have the runners that take students are incapable of doing the 5K and push them, and then United Way. And, you know, we want everybody to come. It's a fun day for 5K, and then afterwards to have a day to share with the family, with the you know, the things that are going on in the festival. And we'll have the First Student safety dog walking around, passing out goodies, and meeting the runners at the tunnel and greeting them. So it's an exciting day. We just want the weather to be perfect. So
it looks that it's looks like right now that it's going to be a good day for it as well. How can we get registered and sign up for the 5K Run Walk then? What's the best way to do that?
Online through Berrien RESA website.
Right. Can we register day of as well?
And we can still register on the day of the race.
And is there a cost to register for the 5K Run Walk?
$25.
$25?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. And so the Run Walk starts at 8:30 in the morning. So show up if you don't get registered online, you can just show up and get registered.
Show up maybe half an hour early. About a half hour or so.
Okay.
Yes, and we'll have door prizes and then age group participation prizes.
Okay. So that kicks off at 8:30. The Festival of Families is from 10 until 2. It's all going on at the Berrien County Youth Fairgrounds in Berrien Springs on Saturday. One more quick question. We got about a minute left, and I want to wrap it up. So a little quick summation. Karen, I want to ask you, What do you get out of working with the kids?
Oh my goodness, my heart is so full.
Yeah.
Knowing that we have the ability to shape our young lives, those that will be in charge of us as we get older, is such a powerful opportunity. And it's not an opportunity that we take for granted.
Yeah.
We really, really have a privilege that is an honor.
Perfect. Yolanda, how about you? What kind of value do you get out of working with kids?
You know what? Just like Karen says, I've been with Barry and Risa since 2005, doing the transportation. Parents, they depend on you.
Exactly.
And, you know, one parent says, I'm going to keep an eye on you. And that parent used to come and bring cookies and things like that.
Isn't that fun?
You get to know the parents, you get to know the students, and you just want to do all you can for them.
Awesome.
It's very rewarding.
Cool. Festival of Families and the 5K Run Walk. The festival is from 10 to 2 Saturday at the Berrien County Youth Fairgrounds. The 5K Run Walk kicks off at 8:30. It's not too late to get registered. You can just show up if you want to and get registration day of. I want to thank Karen Heath, Supervisor of Communications with Barry and Risa, and Yolanda Suarez, Location Manager with First Student. Thanks for coming in, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.